Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, it is primary day. Overwhelmed Kentucky and New York officials face a deluge of mail-in votes, says the AP, that are likely to delay results for days after today's congressional primaries. There's a lot of interest in two contests in particular. One involves former Marine combat pilot Amy McGrath's fight for the Democratic nomination to challenge Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Kentucky Republican, of course, this November. The other involves House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel of New York, the Democrat seeking a 17th House term. McGrath and Engel are facing African-American challengers fueled by voter fury over racism and recent killings of blacks. Of course, the challenger to Engel is Jamal Bowman.
The question, David, is this. Who is the best person, for example, to beat Mitch McConnell? Is it a former Air Force pilot who is female, of course, and extremely well-spoken? Or is it an extremely well-spoken challenger who comes on and who, of course, is black? Now, we're talking about Kentucky. So we do know that if there's a black candidate, there will be a lot of people who are black who will turn out. So it's six of one and a half a dozen of another. On the other hand, if you get a more moderate, which McGrath is, does she have a better chance in the fall of beating Mitch McConnell? The answer is up to the various voters, and I don't know the answer, but as Dylan wrote, it's blowing in the wind. We're going to see whether or not primary voters feel that way. And on the question of Elliot Engel, some polls have shown him losing. This is an interesting time in that there has been a period in America where incumbents just won and won and won. Nobody thought that they could be beaten. Now all of a sudden, they are getting opponents, and top Democrats are being thrown out with people like AOC and her colleagues doing extremely well in certain districts, but not others. When the House of Representatives went blue a couple of years ago, it was really all about the moderates taking over the House, the moderate blues. But there are, of course, those districts where people to the left do better, and we'll see whether Engel loses. It could well be that he will.
It's on, it's off, it's on again. The China trade deal, Alan. President Donald Trump tweeting that an initial trade agreement with China is still on after his top White House advisor, Peter Navarro, director of trade and manufacturing policy at the White House, told Fox News it was over when focusing on the trade deal. The markets went a little kaflooey, and then the president walked it back.
Well, yeah, look, the president needs an enemy, always needs an enemy. China has been a friend, according to the president. He and President Xi are best friends. And now the president needs an enemy, and China is it. It certainly isn't going to be Russia, who this president has very good relations with, let's put it that way. So China becomes the boogeyman of the way in which this game is played with this president. Will it continue till the day he doesn't want it to continue? If there is a reason for trade which will help both the United States and China, they'll both do it. If there is not, or if they think they can live without it, they won't. That has been the history.
Well, the history of this coronavirus is still being written as we see new outbreaks emerge, as Americans venture into bars and churches, says the New York Times. For months, clusters centered in nursing homes, prisons, and food processing plants, with more people out in public. The nation is entering a new and uncertain phase of the pandemic. The emerging clusters reflect the unpredictable course of the virus and underscore risks that experts say are likely to persist until there is a vaccine. As you pointed out yesterday, when it comes to the president, despite all this information, it's on to Arizona.
It is. Look, the guy wants to be president again. There are many people who say, oh, he doesn't really want to. He's going to withdraw. Baloney. This guy is desperate to be reelected. So now he has a bunch of college-age students, apparently, in Arizona who are, quote, inviting him to give a rally there. He will subject them and everybody who comes to that rally without a mask or with a mask even to be recipients of this virus, and they'll get it. And he doesn't care. As I have said so many times, so one person goes into a bodega and spends the rest of their life in prison after they have a gun. Here's a guy who is killing, I mean killing, tens of thousands of people through his inaction about not wearing a mask, not showing leadership of the kind that Governor Cuomo showed in New York. It's disgusting.
Well, and then there's the issue that is foremost in the nation's mind, which is race and racism and dealing with what many feel is a racist justice system. The protesters continue to take out their frustration on statues. We see police officers with riot shields confronting demonstrators in Washington, D.C., Lafayette Park again, who tried to topple a statue of President Andrew Jackson. And the pushback on some of the agenda here, including, as you talked about very early, defunding police.
Well, yes. And you had guys like Woodrow Wilson, who Democrats have always been very fond of. Of course, we all knew that Wilson was a racist, and they're taking his name off all kinds of things. Princeton, of course, has the famous Wilson School, and there is really no way it can be fought, because when students say and others say this is a racist symbol, it has to come down. Or even Teddy Roosevelt in front of the Museum of Natural History with a Native American on one side and what appears to be an African American, probably slave, on the other side. They want Teddy's statues taken down. Once you start dealing and unraveling the racist past of this country, a lot of people who had been adored are going to be subjected to vilification. Let us take George Washington, the father of the country. He owned slaves. Thomas Jefferson, same thing. And where or if it stops, nobody knows. Let me just say, it's very hard to justify keeping these people as our idols.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. We'll keep on keeping on.
We will, and everybody stay safe.